Insurgents in Syria have formed a court issuing verdicts on cases not compliant with their own interpretation of Islam. The court in the city of Sarareb has decided to flog two men for alleged violation of marriage traditions. The husband and father of a woman have been whipped for acting against the insurgents' way of performing it. Such acts have been carried out by al-Qaeda-affiliated Salafi insurgents since the unrest began in Syria. They say only their own way is the true implementation of God's rules and orders on earth. Well, Syria's President Bashar al-Assad says foreign intervention is the most important factor aggravating the situation in his country. He says militants from 29 different countries are now fighting in Syria.
The logical question is, what is the relationship between terrorism and reforms? Terrorism cannot possibly be the path to achieve reforms. What does a Chechen terrorist have to do with reforms in Syria? What is the relationship between a terrorist coming from Iraq or Lebanon or Afghanistan and the reforms in Syria? Lately, figures show around 29 different nationalities fighting in Syria.
Assad has also accused the West and the U.S. of interfering in his country's internal affairs. He added that the Syrian people have successfully resisted and rejected all forms of external interference and plots. Assad has, in an interview with an Argentine newspaper, said that any decision on the country's future is up to the Syrian people and that the U.S. has no right to decide for his nation. He's also played down an upcoming Western-sponsored conference on his country. He was referring to a meeting recently proposed by the U.S. and Russia. He said that any decision on his political future must be made in elections and not during such meetings. Well, in Syria, the army has restored security in the western city of Qusair after taking control of the town's main square and municipality building. The army says it has killed two insurgent commanders there, naming them as Muhammad Bakr and Muhammad al-Mashadani. Fierce battles are still going on in the city. Large numbers of militants have abandoned their weapons and fled Qusair, which is located on the outskirts of the western city of Homs. Meanwhile, the Syrian army says it's destroyed several militant hideouts across the country, killing dozens of foreign-backed insurgents. Elsewhere, several rockets were reportedly fired from Syria into northeastern Lebanon without causing any damage or casualties. The Syrian army says it has also found Israeli-made rockets in a weapons cache seized from militants in Homs province. Elsewhere, a NATO Parliamentary Assembly Committee will visit Israel later this year to examine Tel Aviv's research and development in the field of weapons technology. Israeli media have quoted senior Knesset members as saying that the delegation's visit is slated for October. NATO's Science and Technology Committee delegation will be headed by U.S. Congressman David Scott and U.K. Baroness Margaret Ramsey. The news was announced by two Israeli lawmakers after they attended a joint conference of the NATO Parliamentary Assembly and its key decision-making body, the North Atlantic Assembly. The Israeli MPs have described the visit as a milestone, saying it will lead to NATO member states buying Israeli technology. Allison Weir, executive director of If Americans Knew, joins us now from Sacramento to give us more insight on that story. The question to this story is rather quite obvious, and that is, why is the North Atlantic Treaty Organization flying over to meet with the Israelis?
That's a very good question. It's really sort of strange that Israel is even connected to it. It's an unusual situation where Israel is sort of an associate member. It's the Middle East member of the North Atlantic Treaty Organization. It's a strange kind of connection there that has really come about because of the power of the Israel lobby. This is very disturbing because, of course, the purpose of this visit is for Israel to showcase some of its technology, its drone technology and other types of weapon systems, and sell those to NATO member states and other states, which, of course, from the American point of view, we have, American taxpayers have funded this technology, and now Israel will sell the technology to NATO member states and other countries, which will hurt American companies. It will probably cause a loss of jobs for many Americans. Perhaps thousands of Americans will lose jobs because of this type of thing. It's a very important development. And from what I'm seeing, it doesn't seem to yet be reported at all in the U.S. press. I don't know if this is something that will be slipped through as usual or whether Americans will even learn about it.
Ms. Ware, the Israeli MPs have described the visit as a milestone, saying that it will lead to NATO member states buying Israeli technology. If you can, elaborate on the dynamics of that for us and our viewers.
Well, apparently what they're going to try to do is showcase anti-missile defense systems, drones, and cyber warfare. This is new. I don't think there's ever been this kind of visit from the NATO assembly specifically to see Israeli weapon systems and cyber weapon systems and drone systems with the purpose largely of a shopping expedition. Israel will try to sell these weapons now to member states. This is being sent, the American who is leading, who is one of the leaders of the delegation, is an African-American congressman from Atlanta. I don't think that his constituents would be happy with what he's doing if they learn about it. It's a very strange situation, and it does seem to be a new development that I haven't seen before.
Executive Director of If Americans Knew, Ms. Allison Ware, thank you very much for contributing to the program.